With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome everyone to March's edition of the EvoStick NPL show. You join us here, funnily enough, at the end of March for our penultimate show. Have we got one left? Two left. Is it a penultimate, Berkey? What's a third version of that? A third tier of penultimate?
The easy for you to say. Yeah. Thank you.
It's the third last show of the series, and around the table we've got the great and good of non-league journalism. Mr. Andrew Simpson is here.
Hello.
From the Manchester Guardian range of newspapers. Luke Edwards is here.
Hi, Ben. I think the word you're looking for is triultimate.
Berkey's here, everyone, from Scarborough's media team. And James Hayes is also here. Teacot, social media man for the league, who's had a very busy week.
I can hear the boos in the background.
What are you being booed about?
Everything,
yeah. So it's a hard life. And the good news about the introduction I've just given there is that it's an indication that we're coming towards the end of the season, and that's when you can start hibernating for next year.
The booze last all year, only, doesn't matter.
I mean, we've started off in jolly fashion, but really, we have to start with bad news, and sad news, and all that. And that is the news from Northover United over the past month. They are no more. Mm. The results have been expunged.
And you never hear that word in any other context other than football tables being altered.
Is it actually a word? Expunged? It seems like some kind of Jim White wind-up to me.
It's one of them ones. It's only ever exposed properly in football because it happens, I don't say that often, very often, but it's...
But what's the effect, James? The effect looks pretty seismic in the title race, yeah, in the playoff race, and in the relegation battle as well. It's left things a lot more crystally clear.
It is. I mean, obviously, the main complaint is from social media that I've seen for the last week, let's say, is about a fairer way of doing it. Well, if you look at it all together, it kind of is. I mean, if you look at the alternative and giving the wins away, the teams that are still affected are going to be heavily affected again at the same time, so it's one of them.
Well, on that note, there is precedence for it if you go back 14, 15 years.
Spennymoor United.
Hyde United went from third to first post-season when they were awarded 0-0 wins.
Correct.
Getting 3 points, yeah, without actually playing, you know. So I can understand where people are coming from on that, but ultimately it's just absolutely rotten for the people at North Ferriby, the people who've been fans of the club for donkey's years, who they've been ridden roughshod over for a long while. It's a very sad state of affairs. I mean, all this shenanigans about wanting to move West Hull.
The thing is, in the non-league paper, Les Hare, who I think everyone would agree is a legend at North Ferriby United.
He's missed enough.
He's coming back. But it won't be for North Ferriby as an NPL side. It's part of... He's leading the consortium, yeah, looking to resurrect the club at a lower level. But
kind of sun rays through the clouds, really. There may be hopefully a more optimistic future for them. It's one of those situations where I feel sorry for the league a little bit. I know they've had a lot of heat.
There is no way around it.
It's very tricky because ultimately they would have wanted the competition's integrity remain intact, and by that I mean by hook or by crook, North Ferriby getting to the end of the season, it still would have been an issue potentially. Still, would have, but obviously it's easier to sort out when the football's actually not being played anymore. So I do feel a bit sorry for the league. I mean, we've talked about this privately as well. I do have some sympathy with. You can see why certain clubs are upset, but there is no perfect solution either. I think the precedent is interesting, and we were talking about it, weren't we, this week, that it has been dealt with differently in the past. Doesn't mean that was right in the past. And like you say, there was chaos after the season, wasn't there? People who were third being first, and then people moving down the table. That's still not an ideal solution. I think we agree that your kind of opinion list tends to change according to how it affects either the team you support, the team you belong to, or the team you're writing about. You kind of opinion shifts accordingly, which isn't right, really. You just need to have some way of dealing with it, and taking away their record is the fairest way. It means whatever happens from here moving forward will be decided on the pitch, and ultimately that's what we're all here for.
But we wish everyone well at North Ferriby, but it has,
of course,
it has left the league in a slightly different footing than it was when we did the NPL show last week, and certainly when we did the show last month. Last month we were talking, is it a 2.5 horse title race? Not much has changed, really, has it, I suppose? Except then the half now is Warrington Town.
No, I think you can definitely say it's three now. I think that would be the evolution, perhaps, if we were kind of not sure if South Shields were part of it. Well, they definitely are now. What's going to be interesting now is, I mean, it doesn't look like anyone's going to appeal. I've no mood music of that. Right? So we're going to move on as we are. There's always kind of that little waiting when you think, oh, was someone going to kind of show their hand here? So it's how these clubs respond now. Warrington are pretty miffed because they've slipped to third. But as Paul Carden said in interviews with the Warrington Guardian, you know, let's control what we can control. Let's do our job. Let's not kind of be distracted by saying there's been injustices. Let's kind of get on with it. And well, let's see what the proof in the pudding is going to be in the next round of games. That's going to be quite interesting.
Well, Warrington have had a couple of really poor results against Stafford.
They'd be glad to see the back of Stafford, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, you would not have expected Stafford Rangers to take, even with the new management team,
discussed Stafford in a bit, but that Stafford had been so difficult to beat. That was a bad fixture for Warrington.
You say they've been so difficult to beat, but Warrington have been beating pretty much everybody all season, and for them to come against Stafford and remember, they haven't conceded too many goals. They've conceded 4 goals in 2 games against them. Where's that come from at all? I know they've got Theo Bailey-Jones, who is an absolute terror along the wings and whatnot, but it still came out of left field. It really, really did that. And I think it puts Stafford pretty much safe, but it's really dented Warrington's chances, and they're just having that little I don't know, you go back to the start of the month, they absolutely pummeled Micklover away, and you start, right, well, this is it, they're going for it, aren't they? It really is going to be a 2.5 horse race. Still think South Shields are going to win by 10 points, of course, by the way.
I don't think that's not even possible anymore.
But that is just setting back, completely and utterly setting back. Have they got the collywobbles on them?
A what?
The collywobbles.
I'm not that northern, Berkey. What does that mean?
It means, are they having a bit of a
wobble?
Getting nervous.
We'll come on to it later, but they've got a huge game at the weekend. They can't really afford to slip up in that.
South Shields obviously moved into second position now. With the help of that Sopranos defeat to North Ferriby early in the season, and as well a cracking result against Hyde United, a 4-0 win on Saturday. Obviously, Berkey, you were there.
Of course. It was freezing.
Isn't everybody beating Hyde United at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, they are. But on the Hyde point, there's a very good reason for it. It's
playing kids, aren't you?
Well, yeah, exactly. The thing with Hyde United is, Ben, reading between the lines, they're just cutting the budget so they can save a few quid for next season. The idea is to really go for it next year and really go for promotion.
You've got no chance next year against FC United.
Behave. A few key players have gone. I mean, Luke Porritt's gone out on loan to Tadcaster Albion. Carl Harrison's gone out. Excellent right back. He was in the team of the season last year. He's gone to
Radcliffe. What does this have to do with South Shields?
Yeah. Sorry, do you know what? That was my fault. I said everybody's been hired at the moment. I did put the 50p in.
Yeah, fair point. South Shields, yeah, they're great, aren't they? Did really well against that. But Hyde are playing kids at the minute. They've got 6-7 academy lads in there, and youngsters as well on loan from football league clubs. So it's a very inexperienced team at the moment, but Hyde will go again next season.
Basically, they're on that list of teams that I made last month of who you're queuing up to play at the moment. Yeah. Add them lot into it now. Yeah.
But
that's a fair comment.
Absolutely.
On South Shields, we're talking about how we respond to a setback or to adversity. Well, they had that defeat at home against Warrington, that, you know, the first home defeat at Mariners Park. What have they done since? Unbeaten since, 4 wins from 5. That's why I make them maybe the favourites.
And it was nice to speak to both managers. I've not done that before. The last time I did something like that was Phil Parkinson and Neil Savella. Yes. I don't like interviewing two managers. It feels like they're ganging up on you.
You can't see them either.
No, exactly. And you're like, going, you know, they're doing all this business. but the pair of them seemed very, very relaxed. And who could blame them? Because they've done this so many times before.
We touched on that last one, didn't we? They've been there and done it. And that's got to help. It's got to help in when you're in this situation, when it's tight, when every point matters. They know what they're doing. They know what it takes. And the other two, whilst they've been battling at the top for the past couple of seasons, and Warrington have got promoted in the not too distant past, haven't maybe got as much know-how.
Bamber Bridge 0, Farnsley Celtic 3 was the result of the weekend. Yeah. Who wants to talk about Farnsley Celtic?
Again, he's just been doing what they've been doing all season. I say it every week on the weekly show.
Winning.
Yeah, that's.
They are a bit of a machine in the fact that they do get results by hook or by crook.
Yeah, and also had a little wobble. They lost back-to-back games against Witten and Lancashire, and we were all kind of thinking, they didn't score our goal in either of those two games either, and you're kind of thinking, okay, won the next three. So that's the key, isn't it? It's kind of dusting yourselves down and cracking on again. And well, I mean, all three have done that, to be fair.
Three horse race as we head into April.
Three good horses.
Three different horses.
Very different.
With different strengths.
It's like Desert Orchid versus Red Rum versus Best Mate, isn't it? One for the horse racing fans.
And I've got no idea what that
also
means.
Now feeling very alienated.
I mean, I do feel like we're missing Swampy.
Stick to your balls.
Yeah. I do feel like we're missing Swampy in his fixture card this month. But who's got the easier running? You've not even looked.
Let me get the card.
Lovely. Yeah, someone's been busy looking at everything else this month.
I've changed the name of my Alexa on my computer. Swampy, give me fixture list for MPL. Well,
I think from memory, I think it is Farsley, but only just.
Is there such a thing as an easy running?
No, it's about. It's not for me. No, it's about bottle. Who's got the bottle?
Farsley got to play hard anyway. Yeah, so.
Who responds best when something does go? Yeah. You know, like Warrington have got the test now too. You know, you can moan all you want about how the table's changed. The fact of the matter is, you picked up 1 point against Stafford. Now they've got six available, yep. So it's completely undoes any argument about North Ferriby when that's been your form. It's about how you kind of handle those situations.
But at the same time, the new management team there, they've been given a new contract now this week. Because of these performances, at Stafford Rangers rather,
they have done a very good job. Andy Firth and Alex Meacham, they've done a superb job.
Yeah, no question about it. They've dragged the team up slowly from the bottom three. It doesn't have to be a big gallop up the table, and they've done it steadily. And they're building for next season. I really do believe that next season, that Stafford Rangers, they're going to be in with a shout.
Okie dokie. In the meantime, I'm going to, because this is the final show before we get to the proper giddy stage of the season. Who is going up where's winning the title this season?
Fars is going up and everyone is staying down. No, Sam Shields,
you know, it's a really, really crap answer, but I just don't think you can call it. I think it's too tight.
I think, again, just looking at the runnings there, Fars, we have got, generally, I'd say the easy fixtures. The other two have got to play a lot of the teams in the playoff races at the moment.
Right.
So,
T, got the problem with that is that when you get towards the end of the season, teams start to get nervous. We've seen it with Warrington against Stafford. Farsley, they might just sort of drop a few points here and there. I honestly think because they've been in this position so many times before, I think it's going to be South Shields. They've got nothing to be frightened of. They know what to expect. They've been in the dying stage of a season before when the league has been worn and done and dusted and they've carried on going and winning.
Have South Shields ever won a league by getting beat seven times, though?
Well,
I think it was three last year.
The point I'm trying to make is, you know, South Shields can have this pedigree of winning leagues, but...
True, but they got beat eight times, actually, if to include North Adderby.
If they're going into the running, that those defeats will be in the back of those players' minds. It's only natural.
We don't have, like, again, going for the expunging there at the same time. Players have lost goals as well.
Expunges is a new word to resolve, but you can't say expunges.
with North Ferriby's results getting moved, you're going to have goal scorers as well at the moment who have lost goals. So people like James Walsher, who were clear ahead in the
league. Does that matter?
It will to his goal bonus.
I don't think you can pay your goal bonus.
Good question. What happens to the goal bonus?
That's not the club's that.
Wow, that's blowing my mind.
He's probably been paid if he's paid.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But obviously, you want to have a couple of players who are right at the top there. So Nathan Watson's dropped from first to fourth because of what's gone on.
Has he?
So, and then obviously,
has he been bullying North Ferriby without being noticed? <knows it?
laughs> So, but again, it's going to place some of the players' minds.
Well, we'll obviously come back to this race as the weeks unfold. But let's talk about the playoff race, because that's become a bit more crystallised, let's say, in the last week or so, in the fact that Nantwich Town almost there, 8 points in.
Yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. The only concern we have with Nantwich, they seem to kind of like, because they're in a little bit of a no man's land, and they've not really been contenders for the title for a while, but they've been so far ahead of the teams trying to get in the playoffs, and they've got three games without a win now. There's still time for them to turn that around. You just need to be a little bit careful, you don't kind of go into the playoffs on the back of a really poor run of results. They'll want to at least get a few more wins so that they go in feeling a bit better. That would be my only concern about them. But they're definitely going to be in the playoffs.
Well, it's going to be a tricky one on Saturday. I mean, you've got to play against Workington, who are absolutely scrapping for their lives at the minute. And you do get to that kind of stage where you've been leading the way pretty much for the whole season. But then they start looking over the shoulder and going, oh, hang on. I think they are. Gainsborough, all right, they're 8 points behind, but Gainsborough have got a game in hand.
Yeah.
If Gainsborough win on Saturday and Nantwich lose, it's a 2-point gap. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
What's the point target for Dave Cook, do you think?
To be honest, my opinion, to beat
70?
I'd say that, but also just
beating
teams in the Central League, because remember,
about the Super Playoff. I can't be bothered yet.
No, but again,
save it for the May show. I was going to say, the impromptu May show that we're going to do.
Home advantage there is going to be crucial, and something like that, especially in that division, Kettering, Stalbridge, who are absolutely walking away with it. Mm.
Kettering's walking away.
No, them two are going neck and neck.
Oh, they've been caught. Right, okay.
I think
Do you mind if I bring a particular word in, which is often spoken of at this stage of the season? Momentum.
You may.
Thank you very much. As Simo alluded to a few minutes ago, Nantwich don't really have any at the moment. And then you look at Buxton, who are flying. Gainsborough doing okay, they're trundling along.
If Buxton continue the run they've been on and they get into the playoffs, they've got to be.
They'll be.
Worried about them.
Everyone's got to be.
Absolutely.
Whoever misses out on the title, if it's particularly close, it won't just be the team who finishes second who misses out, it'll be the top two.
Well, everybody else will be hoping that South Shields win the league, because you don't want them to finish second and be away to them in the playoffs, do you?
Yeah.
Let's have it straight. You know, I know Warrington did win there. Can Lightning strike twice?
Well, no, again, Adam from Black Country Radio is absolutely scared about playing them in the playoffs.
He's not scared.
He's
perturbed by the travel arrangements of Black Country Radio's commentary team. That's what it is.
Understandable.
Let's talk about this final spot then.
Yeah.
Buxton, Gainsborough, no longer Scarborough?
No chance.
No, they're in a period of transition now. If they can come around, which I doubt they will, and then absolutely top marks for them, but they had their chance on Saturday against Buxton. If they'd have won that,
could have been a spark, couldn't it? Yeah,
absolutely. But it wasn't. It didn't alter anything.
I know. You know, the result the week earlier was what did it? Staleybridge, wasn't it?
Oh,
against
yeah.
Scarborough for Steve Kitchick. But do you think they did it one game too soon, in the fact that if it was Steve Kitchick for that game against Buxton, might have been a bit more settled?
No, I think they'd reached a point where they decided that under Steve Kitchick, Scarborough had no chance of making the playoffs. Otherwise, why would you make that decision at this stage? You must have reached a point. And to be fair, there've been poor results before that. I think
I suppose what they were looking at was what happened with Gainsborough under Liam King. And they saw the bounce.
It's been a bounce, and beating Buxton would have been a perfect way to perhaps kickstart something, or just give some sort of spark for the running. But the fact that result went against them as well, I think it ends their season. And maybe whilst they're in this stage at the moment where they're filtering through the applications for the management position, they want to try and make it the right appointment. It's probably not the end of the world to declare the season as, you know, that's it now.
Can we talk about the management situation at Scarborough? Because That's a big job.
Huge job.
Of course it is, but the thing is, Ben, just going back to the results situation, this capitulation that Scarborough had, it goes back right to the start of the season, the second game of the season. Remember, they were beating Matlock 2-0 at home, cruising.
But they were top of the league for ages, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. But they always had this little thing in them where they'd put on the brakes. Not even put on the brakes, they'd just go freewheeling. They were 3-0 up against Hyde as well, earlier in the season, in October time, I think it was. And they were battering Hyde. It was ridiculous. It was the best team performance I'd seen for ages. Absolutely ages. But then, around about the 65-minute mark, they just went on their holidays. It was ludicrous. And I think that's what's been their Achilles heel this season.
Just to go back to the management situation at Scarborough, like I said, it is a big job. And that could be...
Don't look at me, Ben.
No, I'm not suggesting you take it, but...
They clearly got huge ambition. I mean, you know, they're a newly promoted club this season, let's not forget that, but it's obvious from the action that they've taken to fire their manager that they feel, rightly or wrongly, that they should be at the very least challenging for the playoffs, and perhaps even they felt they should have been challenging for the title. Otherwise, you would have either given him more time or... kind of, you know, the kind of mood around the club would have been different. There's obviously some expectations been set that they were going to be a front runner, or at the very least right on the tail of who was front running. And the cold hard reality is, well, they're 20 points behind Farsley Celtic, so they're nowhere near that. But it's interesting that they've made the decision that they've had, because it kind of shows the hand that the club thought, yeah, we're set to go up to the Conference North, to the National League North here, which I think is quite interesting.
But it's all come since Christmas. Remember, when we did this show in start of January, and they have fallen away so much. They've got the form of a team who are, I don't know, 16th, something like that. They just haven't been able to get it together for the last few months.
The thing is, they've still got the ability to absolutely affect this league, because I'm looking at their running. They've got two of the teams down in the relegation fight, and they've also still got South Shields and Warrington away to play.
But this is the thing with Scarborough. They could beat the two teams at the top and lose against the teams at the bottom. Just the form that they're in at the moment, it's so higgledy-piggledy that you just can't predict what they're going to do.
You would suspect that they will probably take their time, because they know, you know, if
there's
they have...
There's no rush,
it's the end of the season.
Steve Roberts has got the job to the end of the season. It's actually not
a bad time to be appointed a manager. You make this decision now at the end of the season. Mm. If their ambition is to be challenging for promotion next season, no reason for us to think differently, then it's going to be a really coveted position. There'll be people who've been managing higher who'll be looking at it and going, well, what a great chance to take Scarborough ultimately back to the Football League. It's a good budget, good fan base, new stadium. I would imagine they've had loads of real high quality applications.
Where's the playoff? Where's that fifth spot going?
It's between two teams for me.
Well, it's between three, surely.
I reckon it's between two, but you've got two really shy outsiders. And again, they've been brought back in to where they were 3 weeks ago, where if they lose the game, they're out of it again.
You're not talking about Basford, eh?
I'm talking about Basford and Wigan.
You're not.
Witten have absolutely no chance. They dropped 4 points this week, which, if they'd have took those 4 points,
well,
they'd gone 50
now. One of those points dropped was against Basford.
In the last minute. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. How many times, I don't know, with everything that's gone on, it's the wrong thing.
In all seriousness, we're at the stage of the season now where it's going to take a hell of a wheels to come off more than one side for those clubs to be considered.
We said last time, Witten have been getting the 1-0 results.
Wait a minute,
Basford,
look,
back, Basford have got the team back, and now they're back to full strength.
Cal McCauley wanted a top 10 finish, didn't he? Witten the 10th.
He wanted a top 10 finish. He thinks they can finish just a little bit higher than that, and that maybe they can overtake. Well, they were in front of Hyde before the table was adjusted. If they finish 8th, maybe they can reel Scarborough in. That's a brilliant season.
What about Buxton then? Is it Buxton's to lose now, or with the gate?
Not quite, because of Gainsborough's game in hand, but I think it's between those two. I don't think
they've got the best
running.
Out of three, they've got the best running. Gainsborough have got the toughest. They've got a goal to Warrington and to Farsley yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and again, flip side of the same thing. They need them too.
I do think Buxton are favourites.
Well, we'll wait and see about the title race and the playoff race, but that's the end of part one of the Evo Stick MPL show for the month of March. When we come back, we'll be discussing relegation, and we'll be signing off a few teams for the season, so they can all go off to Lumpolly in their respective towns and go on the jollies. But we'll be back after this advert.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
Welcome back to the Evo Stick NPL show for the month of March. Recorded here at the award-winning Heat and Hops in South Manchester, stroke North Stockport, not far from Heaton Chapel train station. Round the table, not far from me. They'll tell you Partridge is back on television.
He's alive and well.
Andrew Simpson's here from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian.
Still.
Berkey's here for 26-0.
I can't believe I'm missing line of duty for this.
Is Andrew back on?
Yeah.
Oh my, right, let's speed up. James here too.
Can everyone come on to put his forks up down that side?
I did an accidental Partridge on Saturday at the match at Curzon. The ball went over the bar into the field next door, and I said, "Oh, it's nearly hit that horse like creature in the next field."
Wow. Said,
when they mean horse like, I actually mean a horse. Anyway, right, let's sign off. Lovely. Some teams then. It's that stage of the season where we can go, you're done and dusted for this season. Thank you for joining us. Keep up the good work and have a lovely summer. Starting things off, Hyde United.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Witton Albion.
Basford.
No.
Whoa. No. Simo.
Yeah. They've had a lovely time.
They've had it.
Well.
If Witton Albion's being signed off, Basford have to be signed off.
Exactly.
They've got the same number of points, same number of games in hand.
Hang on a minute.
Basford. The one defeat away.
Yeah.
One more defeat. All right, you. Hyde.
They have been rubbish away from all, mind you, all season.
Listen.
Yeah, they're done.
They're not getting in the playoffs.
You
are
right,
Simon. Okay. Matlock, it's been a much better second half.
It's been horrendous.
A middle third of the season has been great. And Matlock are now where they are, which isn't in the relegation zone.
Weirdly, that kind of unbelievable run has saved them because they've been absolutely woeful in 2019. They probably can't wait for the season to finish.
Whitby Town, contracts discussion started with Chris Harder.
Yeah, I think they're going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
This is the thing we mentioned a few months ago now. Whitby have been in this division for years and decades. You know, they're never going to leave it. They're here forever.
They've been 12th all that time.
Pretty much, yeah. They did flirt very briefly with the bottom three, didn't they? But they pulled themselves away from it. And they're pretty decent.
Do you know what, though, in that part of the world, to be as steady and consistent as they have been with the competition down the road and not much further up the coast is remarkable.
Well, the thing is, a bit further down the coast, you've got the players get hoovered up from the south by York and Scarborough, Harrogate maybe. To the north, it's a little bit barren up there. I mean, you've got Middlesbrough.
Redcar.
I've got a Sasswell. It's got a really wide high street.
That is the most Partridge thing that you've ever said.
Yo, Berkey, that's got to stay in the show now.
Oh, exactly. It has to stay in.
Sorry.
It's got to
the
stay
thing in. Is, I wasn't going to go in because I've been to Red Car and it's nice. But Berkey's sealed it. It's got to go in the show now. So, Berkey, a wide high street. Anyway, we digress.
My point being, Ben, to the north, you don't have a lot of competition there. You've got a couple of Northern League sides, but, you know, for step three, you've got free reign. In fact, not even step three, step two, step one, if they're not willing to travel a little bit further. So that's how they got Junior Mondale, because there weren't too much competition around from the Middlesbrough area at step three.
Enemy
point.
Billingham Sinfonia.
Step five.
My favourite.
Six.
Team.
Step six. Named after, in fact, the only team in the world named after an artificial fertiliser.
Hensford Town have Nicky Eder's really turned it round there, haven't they? And it's got a bit more stability off the pitch as well. It's looking, we talked about Stafford earlier heading into next season, but it's looking a bit more rosy at Hensford for next year.
You'd be pretty optimistic. They've done a great job to dig themselves out of it. great, turned out to be a really good appointment.
Lancaster City, it's a bit like Matlock in a way. It's job done, really, isn't it?
Lancaster really pulled away on the last few weeks. They've done an absolutely top job. Beat South Shields not so long ago. Managed to somehow beat the mighty Hyde United. I don't know how. Away from home, but they always beat us anyway, so never mind.
Just fielded 11 players, I think, did it?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Hey!
Sorry.
No, Lancaster, considering the start of the season, he had, you know, we go back to September, October, they were miles behind. They were nailed on for relegation. The last two-thirds of the season for him have been ample for him to propel themselves up the table. They'll be mid-table this season. If things carry on for next year like this, though, they could be challenging top 10, top 8. I don't think, you know, the way things are, they'll make the playoffs, but...
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Remember, they won the First Division North a couple of seasons ago. They're not mugs. You know, they are a really good team. They had a little bit of a torrid time of it at the start of the season. Then they found the legs. Mark Fell came in. And he's done an absolutely fantastic job.
Yes.
What about... Now, isn't it odd? Because, you know, we've talked about Hensford Town there and Lancaster City in glowing terms for what the managers have done in second half of the season to get those clubs away from safety. Stalybridge Celtic have not been in danger of relegation or anything like that. They're only 1 point behind them, but it feels like Stalybridge Celtic have had a really...
They beat Scarborough.
That's got them out of a funk, potentially, because they were a long run without a win before that game.
But there's a bit to do there, isn't there?
I'd be really disappointed if I saw them play Witten last month, and they were really, really disappointing. And you kind of got the sense then that they felt they were safe, which wasn't an unreasonable assumption. I think they were even in the top half at that point, but that they'd kind of gone, that's kind of us, really. There was a lethargy about them and a kind of... A resignation that, well, we've kind of done enough and we'll kind of meander to the end of the season. But that was a bit of an odd thing to see in February, twice. But
goes back to momentum, doesn't it? And it's amazing what it does for teams.
I mean, obviously, they're one of the first teams to miss out on a home game because of the Ferriby United's demise at this moment in time. So, again, literally last week, they were saying we've only got three home games left. We've not had that many because of postponements or matches getting moved forward because we get knocked out of cups. They just need the fans rally. So last Saturday, they end up having like fans day with the players just to try and get them going.
The thing with Bridge, Ben, is they're a team with potential. You know, you look at them and it's got Scott Bacall there. We know exactly what he can do. He just needs more players around him, really, who can also light up a game. Like he can. But the thing is, what you've got to remember about Bridge is they're coming off not just one bad season last year or two bad seasons from when they got relegated. They just flirted with relegation two, three seasons before that as well. So they're trying to get themselves out of a real pickle. They've got used to losing. The fans, they've drifted away because they're just sort of like, well, you know, we're going to probably lose. It happened at Hyde, you know, when they got relegated 3 years on the trot. Stalybridge, they've managed to avoid that. They were very lucky last season, but they've got the potential there. They really do have the potential there, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with them over the next couple of seasons.
Marine, signing them off?
I would do now.
Just about. What a great win at the weekend, by the way. Yeah.
Grantham?
Well...
The later form has saved them recently, but if again, because of what's gone on, they were the biggest... team to benefit from North Derby. They gained 4 points. Had it not been for that over Christmas, they would have been in real big trouble. But I think the points difference now is safe.
Good result for them at the weekend as well to get a point in Nantwich.
Stafford Rangers.
I think they're safe, as I alluded to before. I just think those results against Warrington, they will have given them so much confidence going forward. They really will. You only need three.
It has been a great turnaround there, hasn't it? Because they have been so difficult to beat.
They have, and largely with the same personnel, which is quite interesting. You know, other teams sometimes when they change the manager, there's a huge turnover of players, and the chairman said kind of the theory behind keeping Alex Meacham and Andy Fearn on was continuity. The players knew them, the players knew how they worked, what their manner was like, and I got to be honest, I was kind of like, well, they're part of Steve Bird's management team, so how can you... And you got to give them credit. They've kind of gone on, got more out of those players who weren't delivering earlier in the season, and have got the rewarded now of being offered the job for next season. And the chairman has kind of reiterated again in his quotes this week, saying it's about continuity, it's about familiarity, can't be changing all the time. And it's quite nice when that turns out into a positive, isn't it? So they may need one more win, but
well, the plane hide on Saturday.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Jinx.
No, but the thing is, as with last season, they've just drawn too many this time around. If they can sort that out, and they've got the potential. Of course, they've got the potential.
But if you're in a relegation battle, most of those draws have come in the last 2 months, haven't they? If you're in a relegation battle, you take the point, wouldn't you?
You're steady, isn't it?
That then leaves, it's 13 draws, I do apologise, I was reading the record of Bamber Bridge there, and that leaves me on to Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, Michelover Sports, Workington, separated by 4 points. Workington have got 2 games in hand over Bamber Bridge, and a game in hand over Michelover Sports.
It is between these three. Two out of these three get relegated.
I think you're right.
So,
I'm really, really worried about Bamber Bridge. They are in total free fall. No win in 10 games. No sign of a win. Mm-hmm. Well beaten again at the weekend. Yes, it was against Farsley. I get that. I was reading an interview today with Mick Taylor, and he's kind of making the point they've been playing better than the results suggest. That may well be true, but they're still getting beat. Certainly not picking up the points. And coming back to your point about momentum, well, they have it in exactly the opposite direction. Losing is now a habit.
Workington beating Whitby as well was a big one.
Yeah, it just keeps them nicely in the mix. I mean, to be fair, Workington are not in great nick. They've lost 5 of the last 7 games, but the other 2 were wins, so they have put some points on the board. But there's still no real kind of drive forward that they can see them. They're not saying they won't get out of it, but there's not a sign yet that they've kick-started something. A win here, then 3 defeats is not going to be enough.
Ben, can I...
Burker.
Can I invite you into my time machine?
Okay.
To Saturday, April 27th, 2019. Because the last game of the season is Bamber Bridge versus Michelover Sports.
Boom. Eh?
That's all you need to know, innit?
I'll team up, you knock him in.
At the same time, though, the way Workington playing at the moment, that could end up being a dead rubber at this moment in time, because Workington have been not playing well recently. They've had some, I think they're at mid-table.
They've lost 5 out of 7.
But some of the games that they've had, though, have been...
They lost against Hyde, for God's sake.
But they beat North Ferry.
No one loses to Hyde.
I know they were having a half-decent run recently, though.
Workington, in the last 6 matches, are towards the bottom end.
Yeah, but terrible. Yeah. But that win at Whitby might be something.
The 14th best form in 10 matches.
Workington can dig this out. For John Walsh and his pigeon loft, they can do it.
Over sticky, tacky. Well, 5 of their last 8 games are at home, which normally for Workington you would say that's where...
But that's been a big problem, hasn't it?
Exactly. So that's not the way you'd lump your money. But actually they've picked up less points at Borough Park this season than they have away from home, which is unheard of for Workington. And it's probably a big reason why they are where they are.
Mm.
They have to turn that round.
But they still do have 2 games in hand over Bamber Bridge. Yeah. And it's only a 4-point gap. It's doable. It's absolutely doable.
Yeah. And the stadium this week got planning permission, didn't it? And that's...
Yeah. Listen, whatever happens to Workington...
The pressure's on.
Oh, no. Even if they get relegated this season, they'll be back. And they'll be back sooner rather than later as well.
Well, that's our look at the top end, the bottom end, and everything in between.
Well, hang on, we didn't mention Michelover very much.
They're in really poor form as well. Which I'm surprised about. I thought they would have dug themselves out of it by now, but there's no sign of that.
They've been giving their academy lads a bit of a run, and again, their academy setup's probably one of the best in the league's got at the moment. But again, I think it's backfiring a little bit.
This is no sign.
They've got some mega games coming up this month. Well, in April anyway. A week on Tuesday. They've got Workington away. As we alluded to, well, we didn't allude to it. We just said it.
Yeah.
The last day of the season, they're away again against Bamber Bridge.
So what we're saying is it is in their own hands.
Well,
they've
got to play against Lancaster City at home. Lancaster, this is a week before the end of the season. Lancaster should be on the beach by then, shouldn't they? They've got to play Basford on Easter Monday. Basford, well be in with a shout. I'm not too sure.
You might be trying to get Nathan Watson the golden boot, though.
They may well be, but I don't think they'll particularly care. They're away against Nantwich as well. They've got some really... Whoever they're playing, they're either up there or down there. Oh, got nothing to play for.
So someone.
In other news, someone will play someone and something will happen.
It was all going so well. I realised what I was saying.
One of three outcomes. Anyway.
Oh dear.
Well, we'll find out next.
I'll tell you what though, Ben. Football games aren't won on paper, are they?
No. No. But that's the end of part two of the Evo Stick NPL show for the month of March. When we come back, we'll have a quick fixture preview and then we'll go on our merry way.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome back to the EvoStick NPL show for the month of March here at the award-winning Heat and Hop. Round the table, still with us, but only just. Simo's here.
I am.
Berkey's here. Hi,
Ben.
T-Got is here.
Hello.
If you want to know their real names, go to the introductions at the start of the show. Now, let's have a little fixture preview for this weekend because every single match is now important, minus the teams who've got nothing left to play for.
After we tick that off and off.
That can't be said, though, for the first fixture. Basford United against Bamber Bridge. Basford United clinging on to a faint hope of the playoffs.
Well, they've
Bamber Bridge.
They've regained a little bit of form, and for me, the best right back in the division this season, Liam Bateman, he just signed a new contract with him going into next season. Things are actually looking up for Basford. I know they've had a little bit of a torrid run of things, you know, since Christmas and whatnot, but they're getting back onto the feet. Bamber Bridge, anyone would want to play Bamber Bridge at the moment, and I think that's a Basford win all day.
At the same time, Michelover Sports will be hosting Whitby Town. There's got to be a big goal swing for Michelover to get out the relegation zone this weekend, but there's a chance here, isn't there? Because Basford's home form's been pretty good. Michelover Sports with home advantage against a team who've, you know, in mid-table, not much to play for now. This could be a big weekend for Michelover.
Great, big chance for him, especially with Paul Connolly and Andrew Snaithard saying Whitby Town are actually quite beatable the way they've been playing.
I don't think you can quote Andrew Snaith saying they're beatable. I don't think he said that.
We can't on geography.
But I think Michelover will see this as a huge chance just to, again, just put some pressure on Bamber Bridge, especially if, obviously, I'd say if Basford lost that game, they're out of the playoffs, so Basford have really got to go for it.
I'm sure Basford will win that, and actually I do think Michelover will win that one too, actually.
Yeah, I do.
And then all eyes go on Workington against Nantwich Town. That's a tough game, that one, for Workington. It's at home though, but as we said earlier, home advantage means nothing this season for formerly sticky tacky experts Workington. Workington will need a win, otherwise it's...
They do, but they will be massively lifted by winning it at Whitby, which was a great win for them last week, and they missed a penalty in that game as well. It could have been more comfortable. So it's like they've queued up. It's like Leandro's queued up in his interviews this week. They do need to pick up at home. If they do, they'll give themselves a brilliant chance.
Yeah. Well, Nantwich Town, obviously, almost in the playoffs confirmed, but there are some teams chasing them down.
They've just got to be careful. I really think Nantwich have got to be careful. They've got to show up. Yep. On Saturday, they can't just go up there expecting the win at all. It's going to be a really, really difficult game, that.
Buxton were due to be playing North Ferriby this weekend, I think. They're not going to be in action, which is handy for Gainsborough Trinity. However, it's not so handy for Gainsborough Trinity because they've got to travel to Warrington in perhaps game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest.
I think so. A wounded Warrington who really do need to get back to winning ways. So do Gainsborough after, you know, that four-game winning run. Under Liam King came to them when they lost at home to Marine last week. It's not put them out of the playoff race, but it's not the ideal game to try and get back to winning ways for them. Huge game, that.
Scarborough Athletic will be hosting Lancaster City.
Well, Lancaster,
if Scarborough get a win, Bucks are not playing, and Gainsborough get beat by Warrington, are Scarborough back in? They are, though, aren't they?
Potentially, but the thing is, they have got the firepower up front. They've got the defenders there as well. They've got the midfield. It's just they aren't clicking at the moment for whatever reason.
There's no sign of it.
And they've got the players, but they haven't got the team.
There you go.
Okay, okay. Well, Warrington taking on Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. One place above them is South Shields. They'll be travelling to Marine in the Marine Derby.
The Mariners.
The Mariners Derby. You follow me at home. What do you think for this one? This is. I wouldn't. My team's been to Marine a few times on a Saturday afternoon. It's windy, close to the pitch. It's one of those places. It's nice. It's got a lovely set of shops opposite the ground.
Oh, yeah. But a parade,
yes. Mm. But it is one of them places which can be a difficult place to go, especially if the ball keeps going in those people's back gardens and not being returned. this was a tough one, this, for South Shields.
It's a tough one for anyone going to Marine. They'd never seem to get beat by a lot when they do lose. And they've just been a consistent team over the years, even if they've been consistently down near the bottom. But the thing is, this should be a South Shields win, I think. It should be, by a good couple of goals.
It's the Celtic derby, everybody. Varsity Celtic against Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. And
home win.
Is anyone going to be brave enough to say Stalybridge Celtic have got a chance there? I'm looking at you, brave teacup, to my right hand side.
I was going to say, Stalybridge have been known to pull some shots off against the big sides this year.
Scarborough the other week.
They ran South Shields really close at Mariners as well.
They drew against Hyde.
I don't think anyone would back against Farsley, but you could probably see that a goal difference between them two, if not a draw, if Stalybridge plays like they have been playing.
We've said here that basically Farsley and South Shields, based on league positioning, should get 3 points in their games. It looks like Warrington have got the toughest of the three, and if they don't get a win at this stage of the season, that's what we're talking about.
I agree. I know what you're getting at, and I agree with you.
It doesn't put them out of it.
No, I never said it puts them out of it.
No.
But it does make it a bit more tricky, doesn't it?
Of course it does if they don't win.
That's what I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Obvious.
But also
then it becomes three games without a win, and you're suddenly thinking, okay.
Yeah.
There's obviously Hensford Town against Matlock Town.
Obviously.
A win for either pretty much seals safety, doesn't it?
I think they're both safe anyway.
No, I know they're both safe.
This is where Hensford overtake Matlock.
Okie dokie. Where should I go to next? Hyde United against Stafford Rangers. Away win?
No, I wouldn't.
Draw,
surely. I wouldn't
say so. Isn't it?
I think both teams will score, actually. Hyde have scored in the last 26, 27 games, something like that. So they do have the firepower up there. They've got Paddy Lane on the left wing at the moment, who's a 17-year-old kid who's being looked at by football, in fact, championship clubs.
Please tell me the chant is Paddy Lane.
It's a great
game. Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, it is. We've also got Dapo Olorunwaju on the right wing. He did this run from his own penalty area down the line, whipped a cross in. It got intercepted by the goalkeeper. He bowled it out, and Dapo charged after. I can't remember what team we were playing, but he just charged and charged, and he ran 200 yards in 23 seconds. Basically, it was immense. But this is the thing with Hyde: they've got a lot of talent coming through. They're not quite ready yet, necessarily, for the first team.
Are they going to put the skids on Stafford Rangers? Because you do think that if they get to 40 points Stafford this weekend, then it will be a very comfortable April.
Well, Hyde won at Stafford 3-1 earlier in the season. It was a pretty comfortable win as well, to be honest. I actually think Hyde still have the tools to beat Stafford this weekend. I really do.
Last game to talk about, it's involving one of our correspondents on the table here. Grantham Town against Witton Albion.
Not a lot of riding on it now for Witton after, not because of the North Ferry points coming up, but the fact that they've thrown away 4 points this week by conceding two last-minute goals against Stafford and Basford. Would have been a very different kind of mood around this game for them if they'd won those two games. This will be a little bit touchy, though. They played each other a few weeks back. Witton won 1-0. It got a bit tense, a bit tetchy. Grantham thought they should have had a penalty, if I remember rightly, and weren't very happy about that. So, and also it was a bit tasty when Witton went up there last season. So there will be an edge to this, even though I don't think there's a massive amount riding on it. One win for Grantham sees them safe, but I actually think they've probably done just about enough now anyway.
It's a draw, isn't it? 0-0.
Yeah, I think it will be a draw, actually.
Just three matches on Tuesday night. Matlock Town against Bedford United, Stalybridge against Whitby, and Workington against Michelover Sports.
Workington v Michelover is the one that stands out there by an absolute million miles.
In the whole week fixtures, I think.
Yeah,
actually, yeah.
Included.
Yeah, no question about it, Ben. If Workington win that, it's game on. But if Michelover win it, it's game off for Workington.
Ooh,
I really do
it.
Think that.
Well, there we go. Just a quick mention for Division East, Morpeth Town, currently 10 points clear, up at the top. Pontypridd, look how panicked you lot are. It's amazing. Let's do this more often. Pontypridd Colts, currently sitting in second position. Sheffield in third. Brighouse in fourth. Ossett United in fifth. And probably the last team in playoff contention, Tadcaster Albion, just outside. And
Tadcaster, Pontefract's in that division this week. In that division this weekend, and that obviously Tadcaster needs to pick up points. But they are playing; they're probably one of the best teams.
But it's looking like Morpeth Town in Division West.
It's all kicking off here.
Yeah.
The top four at this moment are going health leather. Rams, what I mean, are the big teams to watch out for this moment. They've come from literally mid-table into the title race the last couple of weeks.
Who was that team?
Rami.
That's what we know.
FA Trophy heroes, Rami.
Yeah. Well, although he did have his shock result last night on Tuesday night against Newcastle Town. And yeah. Newcastle, again, have just been beating the top sides. So.
But it looks like that Radcliffe and Runcorn are more or less in the playoffs now.
Your top four Rami should be in the playoffs, the fights for fifth.
It's now Mosley, Leek, Colne, Prescott.
I love all them teams.
I feel like I should also mention Trafford.
But again, obviously, big game in that division this weekend is Everton versus Radcliffe.
Is it?
Yes. So if Hamilton win that, I think it's all but sealed. But if not, game one for everyone.
And for those keen listeners out there who keep tweeting me at roughly the same time, 7 o'clock when the show actually does go out, no show this week. There is no Division East West show this week. It's going to be out next week. But that is the end of this month's Evo Stick NPL show, the third last NPL show of the 2018-19 season, and therefore ever. It's never coming back, Burke. We've only got two more shows this season, and then it's done.
Oh. Till August.
Yeah. Till August.
Yeah. I thought you were doing
will we get an eighth series? That's what we all want to know. Andrew Simpson from the Midchester Guardian.
It's been a pleasure.
Ian Burke from 26-0 and Scarborough's media team. Big thank you for joining us. And James Hayes, social media man for the league.
I'll just give me the abuse again.
A big thank you for joining us.
Don't forget Integral League Cup final, 16th of April at FC United's ground as well.
And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer in your Evo Stick Nova Premier League side, make sure you have fun. Bye bye.
The Evo Stick NPL show was brought to you in association with Evo Stick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.